Chapter 5, Part A, The Man and His Vision. The ignited mind is the most powerful resource on earth. APJ Abdul Kalam. The position that Abdul Kalam has achieved in national life is due entirely to the kind of person he is and his exceptional vision of what India not only can be, but in his eyes also must be. The two cannot be separated. They are inextricably one. Kalam is a man of few needs. A bachelor, he escaped marriage when his sister-in-law, a nice fellow, he eats a simple vegetarian meal and leads such a Spartan life that he became known as Kalam Iyer. Life must have been very difficult for the cooks at Rashtrapati Bhavan. He recites the Holy Quran and the Bhagavad Gita every day. He greatly admires the Tamil classic Thirukkural by Thiruvallavur, whose influence is apparent. He quoted at length from it in his inaugural address. Kalam is an accomplished poet in Tamil, and in his MIT days won a literary prize for a Tamil essay on Let Us Build Our Own Aircraft. He is also an amateur player of the veena and professes Sri Raga to be his favorite piece of music. He is also extremely modest. Whenever a project was successful, he discounted his own role and attributed it all to the efforts of his team. He has no airs or sense of self-importance about him and is accessible to all and sundry. His generosity is legendary. Colleagues recall how he would quietly distribute food and fruits which has given to him among his drivers. Kalam has an extraordinary feel for and rapport with children. A former colleague, Anand Parthasarathy, has his story to tell from the time when Prithvi was to be launched. The deputy project leader for Prithvi, V.K. Saraswat, had given a schoolgirl in Secunderabad details about the missile size and shape, which she used to make a papier mache model. A photograph was published in a newspaper. Kalam suggested that since the girl had done such a good job, she must be invited to Hyderabad. She was duly brought in a staff car, given a tour of the laboratory, shown the actual Prithvi, and had lunch with the scientists. In the end, she met Kalam, who swept his work aside to sit down and talk to her, asking about her hobbies, school, etc. During the Gujarat riots, Kalam met a schoolgirl in Anand and asked her what India's biggest enemy was. Such is Kalam's ability to reach out to children and get them to talk because he takes them seriously that she immediately answered, poverty. Perhaps his most important meeting with the next generation was with a 14-year-old girl in Hyderabad who asked him for an autograph. Kalam asked her what her goal in life was. She replied, I want to live in a developed India. This is the vision that Kalam has always promoted. Kalam has also been engaged in the activities of the Society for Biomedical Technology, which brought together several government departments, medical institutes and defense laboratories. The India is to develop indigenous medical technologies. One result is the Kalam Raju stent, which was developed by Defense Labs and Dr. B. Soma Raju of Hyderabad. The stent, which is used as a scaffolding to dilate constricted arteries after a heart attack, cost Rs. 25,000 against Rs. 60,000 for an imported one.